suck. Lex and Stacey's three suck. Hey everybody, it's Lex and Stacey, Threesome Podcast 83. It's been a while, but the new year has turned, and we are now ready to go. All our BS is behind us.
Yes.
And boy, was there lots of it. Between my health issues, your mother's health issues, my relationship issues, just the end of the year business stuff, all kinds of things. It just got a little nutty.
It was actually my New Year's resolution to like try to record a podcast every week.
Yes. Yeah, which
had to take it back to like, you know, the bare bones baby steps, you know.
Yeah, once we have our day and our time, I think we would both do best just to stick to it and know that that's happening.
Yes.
Actually put it in our phones, you know, give ourselves our weekly 24-hour and 12-hour
reminder.
Warning. Yeah. And realize that it takes precedence over everybody else. It's
yep.
just the way it is.
I agree with that.
And
so the next step would be to actually figure out what day that's going to be.
Yeah. So let's decide.
We're in the meeting standpoint, the planning, the pre-planning of when to do this, but we haven't actually decided yet.
Yeah, Tuesday's probably the best day for me, honestly.
That would be fine.
And if it's not too... Wednesday, for some reason, used to be a great day, and now it's really bad. And I don't know why. I don't know why that is, other than I just have had a bunch of dung pile up on me on Wednesdays lately, so...
It is a hump day.
Yeah. So, let's just say 2 o'clock Eastern time on Tuesdays will be where you and I record this.
Yay! We have a date.
Yes.
An ongoing date.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you know this, but I'm engaged.
I kind of saw that online.
And we don't
Thanks for letting me know.
And we don't even have a date. And don't even start with letting you know. You know, you fucking D.B. Cooper over here. It's ridiculous.
That's why now I'm sending you emails letting you know pretty much every time I take a dump.
Yeah, because it got scary. I thought you were, like, getting beaten and stuff.
No.
I thought you were, like, cowering in the corner in the fetal position and, you know, and the lights were out and your dog was licking your face to see if you were alive. And
tasting me.
Yeah, you know, not to make your husband sound like a horrible man. I had no
idea. That's a wrong relationship.
Yeah. Yeah, I just know what I've seen before when I was physically working with you, so I just assume that's the kind of dude you roll with.
No. Nope.
I know.
He's never done a bad thing to me.
No, he's actually a very good guy, but...
He is.
You know, it's, you know, and even if he's not a good guy, he's not the kind of guy who's thumping you, so that's all that matters.
Correct. And I would tell you.
Yeah.
I would.
You sure? Because you know what the next move for me would be if that was happening.
I would tell you. Yeah, I would tell you.
Yeah. You know the discussions we had about previous dude that were, shall we say, should just go untalked about.
They got dark. People think we're dark. That conversation went to the deepest, blackest depths of darkness.
Yeah. You know, Terry and I, who are just basically a couple of suburb-bred white boys, we're talking about things that were just cartel-esque. As far as not liking what was going on with you. We were going to make that guy disappear.
Well, in some ways, he did.
Yeah. No, I mean, really.
I know, but yeah. There's been no hide nor hair of him for over a decade, and it's wonderful.
Yeah, but you know he's around. You know he's alive.
Not in this part of the country. Yeah. And actually, I don't know that, but, you know.
Now, after what, what I just said is when you're supposed to say, oh, yeah, he's fine, Lex.
Oh, he's fine, Lex,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, there you go. All right.
No, he married some chick who looks like a really washed up porn chick.
Uh-huh.
Like not even a porn star, just kind of dabbled in porn, but can put porn star on her webcam website.
Yeah. Well, man, there's some into my searches of porn as of late. I mean some of it's stuff that turns me on, but there's that other faction of it that just fascinates me. Like I'm going down the categories and I see ugly next door neighbor mom with young stud neighbor and friend.
I have learned in my semi-shielded life that there's pretty much a fetish for everything.
Yeah.
Somewhere, someone digs something.
Yeah, so I'm like, I gotta see what this is. And wonder who would watch it. So I turn it on, and they're like in the kitchen of what looks like this country house. And this woman's got like a... I don't know. She looks like she may be late 50s, early 60s maybe, or just a really road hard put away wet mid 40s lady. I don't know.
Yeah.
But she is taking it in all holes, all places from these two backwards hat, you know, good looking country dudes. And,
who are probably much more interested in each other's cocks than they are her.
And who knows? I was just thinking to myself, okay, besides my twisted mind that talks for a living about things like this and, you know, tries to create some content 5 hours every day, and somebody who really wants this, how many people want this? How does she get paid? How much does she get paid? How do they get paid? What kind of money's made off of this particular video, which is obviously one of millions that are sitting out there? How does all that happen? Who is this person? Where does she reside now? What does she really do? Is this really her house? Is this really her neighbors? Was this shot there? And these two horny, you know, high school football player guys go over there and high five and laugh and fuck this ugly old broad in her kitchen.
And that's what the other thing. It just further solidifies my whole belief that given the opportunity, all men will fuck anything.
Yes.
Seriously.
But if you're making videos to make people watch, I'm guessing it's like, you know, the video version of podcast, you know, you want subscribers and viewers, and the more you get, the more money you make, you know, with your advertisers and stuff.
Right.
I have to think that you have some sort of plan.
There is a documentary on Netflix. I can't think of the name right now. Crap, but Rashida Jones did it. It's a documentary, and it's about these 18-year-old girls going into porn and how they get kind of, it's almost ISIS-like. They get recruited, and the next thing you know, they've kind of run away from home and are ending up in Florida where some, like, super slimy porn guy keeps them all in the house together, and then they go off on these shoots. And basically, there's like this recycling life. If you have been able to do this for 9 months, you should consider yourself lucky. Most of these girls like are washed up, and their newness is over within like a couple months.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have done all of this really degrading stuff for borderline okay money, and then are just kind of cast aside because there's this whole slew of new, fresher, virgin-holed girls coming in.
Yeah, except you start realizing that unlike the old days, you aren't washed up anymore because there's somebody that wants to see some old witch hag get fucked by two backwards hat guys with no hair on their chest.
See, I honestly think a girl, and I feel really slimy for like giving this kind of advice and stuff, but you know what? If you're 18 and it's something that you're comfortable doing, and you're comfortable that 20 years from now, pictures of you might still be floating around and embarrass your kids and stuff, you really just start your own website, get your own pictures taken, and be your own boss. Do your own webcamming, do your own voice stuff, and just be your own person. Don't have anyone else tell you that you can't make it without them.
Yeah, I mean, why? You know, why can't you just, do your own fucking thing, man? You know, and... You know, I mean, I feel like I could go down the hall and grab, like, any old skank out of an apartment and go, hey, want a couple $100? I'm going to get
it. Well, see, there's the thing, too, because there's, like, people love the amateur porn. And because there is that quality of ye when you watch amateur porn versus, like, the highly polished, vivid video stuff where they're pretty hot, you know.
Yeah, like... Stepdaughter with stepdad. It's one of my favorites. It's hot. Of course, the stepdaughters are like 33, you know, and the dudes are like my age or older.
Yes.
You know, so it's like your 33-year-old loser stepdaughter still lives with you.
But she's down to fuck. Like,
I wouldn't even want to fuck her. I'd be so unimpressed with her. It's like you're not going to do anything but get worse. You're in your low 30s. You haven't done shit, and you're not going to. It's not like you're going to get better looking.
Well, I think the fantasy is probably 18 heading off to college stepdaughter.
Well, there's those, yeah. There's those in there, too. But they're not as they don't turn me on as much as like the loser ones. They, you know,
and see, that's probably a thing for you, though.
Yeah, here's the scenario. These are the ones I like. You know, the chick's just gotten out of her marriage.
Desperate.
And she comes back into the house, you know, and her mom and stepdad are there, and. Of course, mom goes off to work, you know, completely trusting her daughter who's, you know, vulnerable and is very sad right now, you know, that her just smoking hot husband has dumped her and, you know, and she would never want a dude like my husband.
Yes, never.
You know, and it's like, oh, hey, John, how are you? And of course, he's coming home in his suit and tie. You know, and has his briefcase and everything. He's like, hey, Stephanie, how are you? Well, I can't make my car payment, you know, and it's like, you know, Johnny is, you know, needing his football equipment for junior high football. And it's like, I gotta think about where I'm going to get some money. Oh, well, I hope that works out for you. Maybe you can make it work out for me. Oh, yeah? Yeah. And then, of course, she grabs his dick. Yeah.
Of course.
And,
honking the bobo.
And he's like, oh, I see what you're saying.
Yes. Yes, I wasn't sure until then.
Maybe we can have an arrangement. And it's like they start making out. You know, start going at it on the couch.
Okay, you understand. It's not the stepdaughter-stepdad thing that actually you like. What you like is being able to have one over on someone. You like the, you know, oh, really? You want me to pay your car payment? Then you're going to give me something in return. That's X.
Oh, yeah, that's hot. Yeah, it's control stuff. Sure, it's good.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, why not? Yeah, now you can make your car payment.
With your mouth.
You take this in the face.
Okay.
You can't tell my mom. It's like, what are you, fucking crazy?
You mean my wife?
Do we even have to have this discussion?
But see, you wouldn't say that. You'd go with it like, oh, I don't know. If you don't do what I tell you and you're not good, if you don't put an effort into it.
I mean, my intellectual
superiority. I'll tell her.
My intellectual superiority would be used to its utmost in a situation like that.
Of course.
My experience, my overwhelming wealth of IQ knowledge points compared to her would be shamefully used to to make my situation as prime as possible. What do you do if I tell mom about this? She's not going to believe you. Shut up. I said, besides, your mom's a freak just like you are.
She'll probably, how do you think I met your mom?
Yeah. All that'll do is turn your mother on. You, on the other hand, will be a pariah. So go ahead, tell her. I'll tell her. You know what? Let's call her and tell her that you just came on me.
And you came on me, too.
Yeah. You've just completely blown it all over her face and disgraced her and everything, and now you're going to tell on her. You know, just to let her know, you know, don't try anything. I'm better at this than you are.
Have you considered ever maybe looking into and dabbling being a dom?
Me?
Yeah.
No, why?
Because it doesn't have to be like, you know, whips and chains and black leather and latex. It can just be a mental dom.
Oh, and well, sure. You know, that's just being me.
Really? You're going to work today? Why don't you go to work and not wear any panties? Mm-hmm. You know, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. And there's always like, why are you even talking to me? When did I say that could happen?
Just get back to worship.
I was just saying good morning. Well, it's not going to be a good morning till you finish. So there's no use having that discussion, is there?
I think you're onto something.
Yeah, it's possible. I mean, it's like, I don't want people to get the wrong idea that I'm a bad person or anything, but... Yeah, this is
just sexually dominant.
It's just role playing porn, is all it is. It's
no big, like lording over women who are vulnerable.
You know, of course, you know, my significant other would be laughing her ass off listening to this right now.
Thank God she doesn't listen.
Yeah.
Whew.
Although,
you mean your fiance?
Although my fiance, yes.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a story. Hell of a story.
You've told me part of it. Yeah. In fact, I think like you posted your announcement that evening after we had that long phone conversation.
I believe so, yeah. I mean, it's...
So I'd like to think that I inspired you to ask her. It's because of me you two are together. Thank me.
You did have some something to do with that, I'm sure. So you're... Thank you.
Thanks. I know. I rock.
You know what, man? You know, it's like life's too short to go off having to find a chick that does it for you, b somebody who's essentially a pretty good person, you know, a pretty
85% of the time,
yes, which I'll take. You know, I mean, 15% compared to what the percentages used to be. You know,
ouch.
Yeah.
Meow.
No, I mean, in my older relationship, you know, I mean.
Yes.
Yeah.
Meow.
They call it bipolar for a reason. You know, bi is in half. Half the time.
Half the time at the North Pole, half the time at South Pole.
Half the time amazing.
I thought it was bisexual. So I just learned something new.
After a while, it was just bi. Bye-bye.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Hey.
Thank God she doesn't listen either.
Oh, I'm sure she does. I don't care. You know, that's part of getting older too. You know,
I know, but she was always lovely to me, and I'm not in any way taking sides or anything like that. I have no personal beef with her because she was very nice to me.
No, and she was lovely to a lot of people. You know, and still continues to be that way, I'm sure. Listen, there's a side of her, you know, that I will miss. You know, and you know, but I,
like what? Tell us.
But I hadn't seen it in so long.
Oh.
You know, that it became, you know, and that had to do with, you know, getting, you know, eventually getting out of the relationship was that you know, that part of her really wasn't omnipresent enough to carry it on.
Right.
You know, but she definitely had it in her. I mean, she, obviously my marriage at one point was amazing. It was great. You know, that I had, you know, had years of thinking this was going to go the distance, no problem. You know, so.
And then something younger came along.
Oh, no, please. Don't even paint that picture, because it's unfair.
I know.
Well, no, it's just so.
I'm just poking the bear.
I know, but it's so hard to erase that from, you know, because that's immediately what people think. You know, and I put my time in. I gave the effort, you know, so I don't let people do that to me. You know, I absolutely was a prince for a long time. And anybody who's close to me knows that, which is why you don't. So, yeah. Sorry, that was a mean thing to say. You know,
it was. It hurt, yeah, but it's true.
But you deserved it.
I did.
Yes.
And that was a verbal spanking from Dom. And
that's what I love about you.
Lex.
That's right. Dom Lex did not like your little road you went down.
Yes, and he spanked me.
So
with
you
his
had
mouth.
To pay.
With his words, his tongue lashing.
By being kicked out of my circle of trust.
What are you, a fucker now?
You got kicked out of my circle of trust like Baxter in Anchorman. This just happened.
Okay, Anchorman 2 was okay. It, you know, it was fine. I watched it. But that last 15 minutes or whatever it was when they had, like, the news off.
Yeah.
I howled through that. That made that movie watchable for me.
Yeah, well, the Anchorman 2 wasn't as good as 1, but just the whole news anchor fighting scene in the middle was... You know, and of course the smelly pirate hooker stuff was fuck you, San Diego. great stuff. So, but yeah, it's weird, but yeah, I am going to get married again. I decided I did not want to go through life without Lisa. That once I had a couple weeks apart, and luckily she felt the same way.
Phew.
Yeah.
Yes, I guess we should ask. She did say yes of her own accord, correct?
Yeah. No, I mean, it's kind of funny now that we talk about it. You know, it's not so raw, you know. She just said, she said our relationship was out of sync from the beginning. She goes, I now realize what I did not love was not you, but the progression of our relationship. She goes, we never really had the chance to be what we were when we met almost immediately. We did not get to enjoy that newness of being together because we were just thrusted into this divorce and, you know, financial chaos and moving, and you ended up having some health issues, and she goes, it just got absolutely bonkers and out of control.
Right.
And she goes, I got resentment. I built some resentment from that. And, you know, I wasn't getting what I thought I was going to get when we were together. And I said, yeah, me too. You know, it's like you turn into a different person because you were pissed. And it didn't go your way. You know, I said, but here's the thing. You know, we fucking battled through all this bullshit. All this out of sync, you know, the synchronicities, you know, being all fucked up and everything. I said, in spite of all that, we stayed together and battled through all this. And, you know, you have resentments, I have resentments, and I said, think back in the last 6 months. I said, all this stuff that we were tweaked about has been gone. Yet we're keeping it around.
Baggage.
Yeah.
It's hard to let go of that.
Yeah, it is. I mean, she brought up this stuff about talking to my, you know, seeing these conversations with my ex-wife and how, you know, it was a turnoff to her to just see me not go, you know, fuck off, bitch.
Right.
You know, well, I couldn't do that. I have a child living at the house.
Right.
So I did the best I could. And, you know, which she finally started to understand. You know, when I gave her the, you know, gun to your dog's head analogy, you know, and you do what I fucking say or I'm going to blow his fucking head off. That's kind of what was going on.
Right.
You know, it's like, so.
You did just compare Sam to a dog then, right?
I did. Okay. You know, just so she would understand. You know, because she has no children, so her next loved one is a dog. So, yes, I had no choice. Listen, I don't give a fuck what I got to do to make somebody understand something. You know? I told Sam about it. She was cool. No, she doesn't care. So, okay. You know, once we finally decided, it's like, that's all that's holding us back. Other than that, we love each other. We love each other's company. You know, it's like we're still attracted to each other. What are we doing here? Why are we blowing this up? It's not easy to go out and find people you're attracted to and love and, you know, can exist nicely with. It's why are you acting like it is?
I think people are very fickle, some more so than others. and they get bored quickly. And if things don't work out exactly the way they wanted on their timeline, then they just weakly give up.
Yeah, she's, you know, I don't know if it's a weekly thing, but I think she...
Well, I mean, I just meant in general.
Yeah, I think she's sociopathic to a degree where when something's over, she just moves on. You know, she doesn't really put much thought into it and just moves on, you know, and this time around, that was a little different for her. She finally admitted, you know, that she finally... Yeah, she finally admitted that you know, it's been a tough last couple of weeks for her as well. You know, so it really was nice, just the whole conversation. You know, getting all that out that never really been discussed, and I gotta say, you know, things are better than they've been in 3 years.
Good.
You know, there's
that's
those,
a good thing.
Yeah, there's those little things you notice, you know, that are back that you had been so long you didn't notice were gone. You know, the way she'll like put your hand on you or flirts with you a little bit, or, you know, just stuff that, you know, resentment won't let you do.
Right.
You know, I was guilty of it as well. And, you know, that's been washed away, you know, with this candid conversation, all this stuff that just needed to be, you know, and when you look back on it, it's kind of dumb. What held us back? There's nothing super bad or serious.
Right.
You know, there was nobody cheating.
But when you're right in the thick of it, it seems like it is, you know.
There was nobody.
Like, oh my God, you don't like my potato salad, you whore, you know.
Yeah, there was, exactly. There was no... There was no other emotional attachments to other people or cheating or anything like that. There was none of that stuff you hear about in that bust up relationships. It was our own accord, our own stupid way we were getting in, you know? So I just told her, you know, when I got the ring out and asked her to marry me, I said, now's the time we put everything behind us. You know, that I'm asking you.
Did
to,
she cry?
Oh yeah, yeah. I was amazing.
Good.
I mean, Lisa's not a crier. She's more of a waterer.
You know, weller.
A weller. But yeah, she appreciated it. She understood where I was going. She understood what I meant, and it was nice. You know, and it has been ever since. You know, and it's like I feel more connected to her and closer to her than I ever have.
Good.
So
that is kind of the point.
Yeah. So it was a nice holiday. It was a good thing. And
good.
And I'm looking forward to her being my wife one day whenever we decide to do so.
Well, I'm thinking about crocheting you something, so you need to let me know in advance if it's not going to work out, so I don't have to put the effort into it.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. I'll tell you what I told a lady on Facebook the other day. You know, we she and I took a picture. She was in her pajamas, and we had just gotten back from shopping all day and all that. And we were getting ready to watch the Oklahoma basketball game. So I said, "Big exciting Saturday night." You know, it's like 7 o'clock. We're in our PJs and all this stuff, and this lady says, "Oh, gonna watch the basketball game with your daughter?" And I went.
That's awesome.
Yeah. No.
Actually, that was my other Facebook account, but you know.
Well, the response was even better. I said, yes. I said, I imagine you'll be sitting there knitting your quilt of unhappiness alone.
A quilt of unhappiness.
Yeah.
It get something to lay over your casket when you're in repose at the home.
Yeah, something that when they find you dead by yourself alone, you know, in your termite-infested house.
Your mummified corpse, because no one cared to see why you weren't getting the mail.
Yeah, and that was pretty much how that went. So
that's pretty awesome. Both of you. Yeah. That was a great exchange.
Yeah, it was. I mean, hey, don't get pissed at me because, you know, I'm still pulling the young pootie and you can't. You know, too bad your husband's out in the shed, you know, cleaning his rifle, wondering whether he's going to use it on some venison or you at some point.
Nice.
For that one more time, you ask him to take the trash out, and he has another fantasy about the thing that's in the hefty bag is you.
I would hope you use multiples.
Yes.
You'd want to spread that out.
Uh-huh.
I'm just guessing.
Yeah.
You don't want all of your eggs in one garbage basket.
No, I would want to take her and dispose of her slowly. You know, just have her in, you know, an arm at a time and then, you know, come out into the garbage can once a week until 8 weeks later it's just gone.
It's just gone.
Yeah, you just go out there on week number 8 and, you know, all that's left is, you know, a hand with the wedding ring on it. And you're like, oh, God, this is so sad that, you know,
I can't get the ring off her finger.
That I'm, you know, that I'm not going to have an erection anymore when I take the trash out.
Look how he's carrying that hefty bag.
Yeah, it's like, fuck you, lady, you know. Sorry, I went and got a young girl and you're upset about it.
Oh, I give her points, props. I'm going to have to go look at that. Was that on? It's just funny. That's what it is. It's just funny.
Yeah.
That's all. You would certainly take that shot at someone else.
I certainly would not.
Okay, not now, but at one point in your life you would have.
No, ever.
Is that because you were always dreaming of young Poon?
I had a chance to run John McCain over 500,000 times and never did. You know? It's like, obviously, there was something about him that was attractive to her, and she stayed married to him for 30-something years. Yeah, you know, so what? You know? You ever see Harold and Maude? You know? I mean,
yes.
I mean, it's just, it happens. You know, it's not like she and I didn't have a full disclosure discussion about it from the get-go. From the get-go, we laughed about it. You know, I remember as we were talking on the phone and she goes, how old are you anyway? And I went, 52. Mm-hmm. And she laughs, she goes, what? I said, I'm 52. And she goes, oh. And I went, listen, it's been great talking to you. Yeah, I'm sure you got, 30-something to go out with tonight or whatever. And she goes, don't worry, Lex. She goes, I'm still turned on. I went, all right, good. She says, you don't come off as 52 to start with. She goes, I thought you were like maybe 10 years older than me, tops.
No, I guess the question is she going to be okay being a widow at 60?
That would make me 77. I know.
I just...
And unlike you, I take care of myself. I'll probably look at 77 how you look at 60.
Yes, my balls will be hitting the water in the toilet.
Yeah, well, everybody knows how big your balls are, so... I've always thought you might have some anyway.
I do. I push them all to the right side.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're so ballsy you drilled your own hole there.
Yes. Call me John Henry. I think he's a railroad guy.
I think you cut off your own balls and stuffed them in your tits. That's what I think you did with them.
It's true.
Yeah.
I have two large balls hanging from my chest.
That's right.
Like Hugh Jackman had that.
Yeah.
Hanging from his neck.
Exactly.
In that movie, 43.
Yeah. 43. It's hilarious.
Kate Winslet. How they got her to do that, I have no idea.
43 is a great movie. So, yeah, I'm sorry that it upsets you to the point you have to do a Facebook post about it, but my goodness. You know, I just looked at that and I went, I mean, I understand getting hammered on a Facebook post like during the engagement announcement or something. But we were like sitting around in our footy pajamas watching basketball. You know, I mean, it was like ridiculous.
Now, you know what's going to be really awful is that somewhere this woman truly thought that that was Sam and was saying something nice. And then you just completely just shred her. And she's like, oh.
Yeah.
She's never able to post publicly again because she's got issues now.
I don't care. I don't care about people.
I know.
I don't care about people or their issues. That's why they're their issues.
Yes. Very true.
Yeah. 17-year difference. Get over it. Whatever. It's not like it went undiscussed. That's what kills me. Does she know you're that much older? No. I've successfully for 5 years gotten away with it.
And she's just that stupid.
She's just, you know, and that pisses her off. It's, you know, exactly. You know, that she feels like her intelligence is being assaulted. Like she has no idea. In the meantime, I'd love to take a microscope to this angry old bitch's life. You just work on your needlepoint and shut the fuck up. Lonely. Anyway, we digress.
Yeah, just right a tad.
Right out of this podcast. We appreciate you guys listening today. This is Lex and Stacy Threesome Podcast number 83. 84 is on its way soon, and we will keep this coming on a reg basis. You know,
promise.
We promise. That won't be like the last 60 days where we have just let our lives get a hold of us and things have been crazy. So we appreciate those of you that are left. Yeah.
You in Tyler, Texas. Yeah.
You and the five other downloads.
That one person there's some town in Tennessee someone visits quite often. I can't remember the town now.
Yeah.
I can see all the visitors on the website.
Yeah, exactly.
I stalk each and every one of them.
But at any rate, we do appreciate it. You have yourselves a great day. We will see you on the next Threesome Podcast. Bye, Stace.
Bye, Lexi Boo. Good. Congratulations.
Thank you.